On Florida International University Week, in certain places, two languages can blend together to form something new. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Philip Carter, associate professor of linguistics and English, explores how.
I've been studying the different ways people speak English my whole career. But when I moved to Miami over a decade ago, I was hearing something unique. Since then, I've been researching this dialect, a variety of English with subtle structural influence from Spanish. It's mostly spoken by second, third, or fourth generation English speakers who usually, but not always, also know Spanish. My latest work found that one of the defining features of Miami's dialect are words and expressions translated directly from Spanish. This phenomenon, what linguists call calques, is common when two languages come into close and sustained contact. In this case, Spanish words and expressions are directly translated into English. These direct translations can be subtle. For example, the Spanish phrase bajar del carro becomes get down from the car, not get out of the car. As a part of our study, a series of Miami expressions were given to several groups in Miami with bilingual speakers. Most were no longer used by the second generation participants, but some stuck around, like get down from the car. Another part of our study looked at how Miamians and people outside of Miami perceived these expressions. We had participants rate local and non-local ways of saying 25 expressions and found that although both groups rated the non-local versions higher, the Miamians rated the Miami expressions more favorably, while national audiences said some just sounded awkward. This tells us Miamians assess certain phrases differently and don't consider some examples ungrammatical. So those are the ones that get passed down. This is how dialects are born. This research is a reminder that there aren't real words or pretend words. There are only words. All words come from somewhere and someplace. Every word has a history, and that goes for all words spoken in Miami.
That was Philip Carter of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.